Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After the fact, I realized that the Urban Dictionary's definition of DGH is different than ours. See below.
And this is all a quote from the Urban Dictionary.
Okay? I have not read this yet.
All right.
Top definition, DGH.
Don't get herpes.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
Be honest with me. You're not playing D&D complete and with your six-sided die. Oh, completely sober, right? Like, what are you doing? You're drinking during this entire campaign, right?
Yeah, were you drinking during Dungeons & Dragons? That's a very important question.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I was, okay?
There you go. It's a drunken fall. Yeah. It was a drunken fall. Thank you very much.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
What? He was doing an overblown line from The Wizard of Oz, but as Jack Cassidy.
Scarecrow.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Jack Cassidy as different characters in The Wizard of Oz. Shout out the characters, and I will be Jack Cassidy in all of their roles.
All right, be Uncle Henry. Uncle Henry.
Is he the farmer on the...
Yeah, he's Dorothy's uncle.
Well, Jesus Christ, Uncle Henry?
What about the lion?
If I were king of the forest, my regal robes would be satin, not Cotton Jack Cassidy.
How about the scarecrow?
You could go this way, or that way, or perhaps both ways. Hey, Jack Cassidy.
Jack, you know about going both ways, don't you?
I certainly do. Where is my cigarette lighter?
All right, here's a curveball.
How about Dorothy?
I've got a curveball before we head to Dorothy.
All right,
Jack,
I'm ready.
Can you do Toto?
Ah, Dorothy, put me in your little picnic basket. There you are. Oh, fear. Miss Gulch is driving me away, Jack Cassidy.
You can play anything. Now, Dorothy,
please. How about Glinda? Could I be Glinda?
Oh, Glinda the Good Witch of the North, yes.
Ah, yes. Come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell from the sky and killed the witch. Jack Cassidy.
Murder. Now, do you do Dorothy?
Yes. Somewhere over rainbow, birds fly. Jack Cassidy. Auntie M. What's happening? There's a tornado. Look at that pesky storm. Jack Cassidy.
He plays anything.
I don't know what's happening to me today. What's that? What?
You play anything, Jack. You can do animal. You can do creature. You can do girl, boy. You do it all.
I can't believe that the first one that you offered me was the uncle.
You see, the weird thing I didn't know there was
an uncle.
What line would he have?
I don't know.
Thank you. Exactly.
No. The reason I went there is because I was thinking, what would be a good role for Jack to play? The line that comes to mind.
Well, no, see, the absurdity in the comedy, not to to do comedy 101. And I realize it's been a 3-day weekend, but let's, now we're just going to wait. The absurdity would be Jack doing all the roles, and the female roles included, like the Wicked Witch of the West. Mm-hmm.
Especially. You know? Does he do Margaret
poppies.
Hamilton?
Poppies will put them to sleep. Jack Cassidy. Yes, sir. I'll get you my little pretty and your little dog, too.
Actually, that sounds quite similar to the way she actually sounded.
He might have been called back for that role.
Yes.
Jack Cassidy. Thank you. And then, of course, the Munchkins, you know?
Yes.
We represent the Lollipop Guild. Jack Cassidy. As mayor of Munchkin City in the Little Land of Oz. All right. Anyway, what am I doing?
So many lyrics came to your head so quickly. Does Michael watch that movie? Have you been watching it lately?
No, I watched it every year for
we all did, but I mean, it just seemed really top of mind.
I left my parents' house, so I watched that every year for 35 years.
Yeah.
That's a joke that I stayed in my parents' house for 35 years.
I did. That's why I didn't laugh.
Happy 3-day.
I did.
Sorry about that.
For a long time.
Hit a little close. That's all.
Yeah.
You called them your roommates.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Reasonable
rent. Right.
Reasonable rent.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How was everybody's weekend, Memorial Day weekend?
God, the pool was so crowded.
Did you see the video of, I guess, somewhere in the Ozarks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Missouri. And last night I watched the interview with the sheriff. If you wanted to have the personification of bad law enforcement, this sheriff was basically going,
well, they got to launder the money somehow, Mike. The cartel doesn't care about the pandemic.
That's right. Money. Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're asking, I guess the health department is asking the people that were shoulder to shoulder, waist deep in a pool, which, by the way, I will tell you, that is a Petri dish under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
I went to my luxury vacation after many, many years where I went to one of those all-inclusives with my son and my wife. And our number one activity was exactly what those people were doing in the Ozarks. It was fun because you're drinking and you're standing in a pool and it's hot. It's fun, fun, fun. But I'll tell you something. My son puked at the airport. My wife got deathly ill on the plane. I got sick by the time I got home. That's the way it goes when you're in those Petri dishes. That's the way it happens. And those people in the middle of a pandemic, I do not have the intellectual capability of empathy in that situation. And I'm not saying that that doesn't mean I don't feel sorry for the people that get sick. The point I'm trying to make, I am not able to process the depth of that ignorance where they would be standing in a pool shoulder to shoulder. I don't connect. I'm not sure how they are doing that and how they would do that without any, it doesn't compute.
There were several great pieces of viral video and photos that were taken, and my favorite was the one that had them literally shoulder to shoulder in the pool.
Right.
Looked like one of those paintings that they do with dots. You know, it was that thick with people.
But,
and then there was a sign that says, please stay 6 feet apart. And that's their idea of enforcement, is a sign.
No, you're right.
I can't wrap my head around it either.
I'm just trying to figure out where. They can't all be of a certain political bent. They can't. It just can't work that way. I think that there might be peer group pressure that is playing some sort of role in that.
Oh no!
Where there might you? Why, Oscar?
These kids think with they're what invincible. We know, they think
they
they're
weren't
invincible.
Kids. They weren't all
there
kids.
But there's no elderly people in the group. I watched that video 10 million times. There's not you like my mom.
There were people in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah, but they think they're invincible. It's ignorance.
I was invincible at 40.
No, well, I think you're half right, Oscar. I think it is a thought of ignorance, and it is also
listen.
As far as peer pressure, it's.
I can tell you the line right now. The chlorine kills the virus. Somebody heard that and said, maybe we should go to the pool. Maybe we should go.
I don't. It doesn't compute. It doesn't compute that there are. I understood. Look, with the spring breakers down here in Florida at the beginning of this thing, when we didn't know that it was going to kill 100,000 people in this country, but now over Memorial. And by the way, the Ozarks weren't the only place this was happening. There were beaches, but really, the Ozarks were the piece of video they grabbed. That was the one
was the most
where they
sensational.
Had the camera shot from the roof, and they were standing over there. And now they're being asked to quarantine because that is what, at least now, we all get the information at the same time. Real-time information. The real-time information is that what they're telling us now, subject to change, is that the number one way that that virus is spread is by what those people were doing. And my question to you guys is, as we sit here in the idiocracy that is the United States of America, are you telling me that, and by the way, down here in Florida, I'm an outlier when I go out to a grocery store or a store wearing a mask. I was the only person in a golf store with a mask on. I was the only person there doing
good.
That.
Yep.
And so I just... Is it denial?
You got to take care of yourself. People think the sun's killing the virus. It's not.
Oscar said the word ignorance, and remember the base of the word ignorance is ignore. People are ignoring what they don't want to hear, and they're grabbing what they want to hear. I saw another viral video yesterday with a woman on the beach saying that she cited some organization I'd never heard of saying that they're now saying that the virus is easily dispersed and not as effective when there's in the wind, and it's very windy at the beach, so we're okay today. And that's And then she said, that's why I'm not wearing a mask, because it's windy and it's dispersing the virus and it's not going to get me because I'm young and healthy. And then you know what? That's great. She heard that one fact from one source that may or may not be true. And that's what she listened to. But the rest of the stuff, the facts and the statistics, ignorance. She's ignoring.
Look, I'm even on the side. Look, if you want to go out and you are 10, 15, 20 feet away, somebody, you're on a lovely stretch of beach and you want to put your blanket down, I don't need you to put on a mask for me or for anybody else. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with people that are outside participating in activities, running, even playing golf without a mask when you are not touching what anybody's touching or you're not getting close to people. That's fine. You're more than 6 feet away. And that's fine, too. And also, I think there are levels of risk in everything we do. And I think you play the risks a little bit. If you wanted to be completely risk-free, you stay in your house, get everything delivered, and swab it down when it comes into your house, like some of us were doing for a while there.
Right.
So it's all a level of risk. The risk that those people were taking, to me, is just difficult for me to wrap my head around. Oscar's saying because they think they're going to live forever.
Well,
that might be true. I felt that way maybe when I was in my 20s.
I'm not opposed to people going and live their lives if they've weighed the risks. And if you're at that pool and you have this, it was a herd mentality where you're not going home to mom and dad who are in their 60s, 70s or have predisposed conditions like diabetes, and you're putting them in danger. Okay. Like, I can't say that for everybody at that pool. I can't say that for everybody that's not wearing a mask. What I have other considerations that I have to think about is my mom, this business, a family. Like, I have to think about those. So I take all the precautions I can to make sure that I stay as healthy as possible. Rob, you've got undiagnosed diabetes. We all know that. Like,
exactly.
So you shouldn't go out. You stay in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I think you've cheated death five times.
Were you hoping for a bigger laugh on that?
No,
that go?
I'm just moving on to Mike. I would have left you for last. Mike, you've cheated death eight times, a ninth time. We're not sure, right? How many times can you cheat death? So you're taking the precautions you can for your family.
I take risks. I take risks.
What risks are you taking?
I think that playing golf is taking a risk. I think if there was one guy in our group that happened to be spraying it around out there, I think there's a chance I might get it. You know, I think that's the risk I take. We don't touch anything. We socially distance. It is, there is some level of risk that is involved with that. But this is where it comes down to. I would be more than comfortable with a federal law mandating masks in enclosed places in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it's that big a deal to do that. When did this become another one of the sky is blue, the sky is cloudy issues?
Everything is that now. Everyone wants to argue. And I think intensified.
Rob, we don't just like to argue.
No, that's I think it's intensified by the fact that after 10 weeks, we're cranky and we're squirrely and we're looking for a fight. I think that's part of it.
I think the powers that be have decided that it is an acceptable, I guess, margin of error for the people that are in this high, I would say, this threshold of mortality where, okay, the people that survive, the people that die. You got to take care of yourselves. If you don't, you don't.
Britt Hume, who is somebody that I have known for a long, long time, is a Fox News commentator, who is being savaged now online for mocking Vice President Biden for going to the memorial in Delaware yesterday wearing a mask. And the comment that Britt Hume put on Twitter was, now I know why President Trump doesn't wear the mask. Britt Hume, who's a bright guy, is there anything dumber than what he said? Not only in the way he said it, which is for some reason a man in his 70s, bringing sexy back if he doesn't wear the mask? Is that what we're talking about? And just completely disregarding the issue of this. I think there's only one thing left that we got. And that's only in certain circumstances where I think at all costs you ought to do it. And I've said it on this show for a long time. We don't just say look out for yourself, but we say that a lot. But I will say that I think that you owe it to me, and I owe it to you that in a space where you're popping into a store for 10 minutes, put a mask on. What the hell? And maybe, then I think about the celebrations on Memorial Day weekend where people were crowded on beaches, and I'm saying to myself, now I'm beginning to take myself through the thought process of why that didn't happen. That nobody wants to go out where it is a sexually charged environment and have a mask on their face. And that's where, unfortunately, Big Brother has to step in. Mm-hmm. That's where you got to tell a restaurant, look, man, this is on you or we're going to shut it down and put your tables here. And you put the guidelines up there. But at the same time, you know, people can't help themselves in that circumstance. So when people aren't able to make that determination, then you got to put a heavy hand down, at least if you want to do this.
Is there no, I haven't been, I don't think bars are open here in D.C. So the way I understand it, at least here in D.C.
They are in Florida.
You have to wear a mask anytime you go anywhere indoors, like into a marketplace or any type of public place.
Like in the D.C., the law is that you will be cited if you don't wear a mask.
And CVS, anywhere, everyone has, like, there's a little note that says you have to wear a mask before you enter.
Have you seen anyone without a mask, and have you seen anyone try to enforce it? Because I know that is
they've got a security guard across the street.
That's the understanding in Northern Virginia, and I saw maybe 50% when I went to Target yesterday.
Yep, 50% and I saw maybe 10% down here. Mm-hmm. And that is just the way of the world, and I just wish that I think if there was heavy-handed leadership where people say, hey, do it this way, I don't know. It's just frustrating.
I'd like to yell at the people without a mask, but I don't want to get close enough to yell at them, so I don't.
I think if that is the case where you guys are, like, man, that's got to cause anxiety to a different level.
It's horrible.
Well, not as much as you might think because I'm kind of used to it, but I outside of where I go outside – I don't go into enclosed places without a mask, and I don't go into enclosed places often, outside of an occasional trip to the store. And the only change in that is going out to my Hobby Lobby, which happens to be the golf place.
Right.
That's what I do. And I wear a mask when I do it. Other than that, we're not going to restaurants. They're open. We're not going even outside to restaurants. We're going to phase that in when we think we can. But I'll tell you something, I'm still as skittish as I was at the beginning of this thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm a nervous Nelly. I think that it's just but we've done what we do. I think we'll probably be long gone when historians are chomping over this particular time in our history.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know. I'm not really able to figure things out. We are all, but we get back to the same thing this show has said. You're on your own.
Yep.
Make no mistake about that. You are on your own. You get what you can as far as financially, if the government can support you, you do the best you can with that. But as far as personal safety and the chance of getting this right, you have the ability. I really do believe this. You have the ability as an American citizen to prevent yourself and your family from getting sick.
Yeah.
I think the information is out there for you to see. You have it out there for you to see. But yeah, you have to do it on your own because nobody's telling you and the other people aren't doing it. When Rob's saying 50% out there and down here in Florida, even worse. And by the way, Florida gets, the public in Florida to a certain extent. You can't expect the public to do it all on their own when the governor is telling them different things, and when you've got people being fired because they were putting proper numbers up on a website that dashboard tells us how many people. It's just God.
For the only reference I have is of all places, Mike, I went to the beautiful Maryland's known for this the city of Largo, Maryland yesterday.
Home of the former Capitol Center.
Mm-hmm. A lot has changed, let me tell you. Not at all.
It's not pronounced Largo, as a matter of fact. It's Largo. I thought it was specialized in big things.
Largo.
So I went to a Staples in Largo, Maryland.
A Staples?
Yeah.
That's good. That's
Why were you at a Staples in Largo?
Like the best paper in the world goes to Largo.
This is the age of the internet, but that was the only place they had a pickup for a certain type of chair, like a high chair. That I needed to pick up. And
you're having a baby?
No, congratulations,
Oscar. It's a great time to reproduce.
An office chair that's basically a standing office chair. A standing desk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I go and pick it up.
Does anybody like consuming more than this guy? This guy, he is a consumer, is he? He's a shopaholic. He loves to shop.
He shops for business, which is great.
This is not for me. This is not for me personally. This is for my mom.
But I mean, it's for the. Oh, it's for your mom. Yeah. But still, you love acquiring things.
Yeah, I love it. I'm indebted to my mom, so I love when she wants something for me to go do it. go out of my way.
I know, but you like doing it.
I'm not sure that I would drive to Largo if they were handing out rolls of quarters. I don't know.
I am the consumer. Mike is right.
Yes, you do consume.
So I threw on my my gloves and mask and popped on, and even though I could have done curbside pickup. I went in and I consumed.
Yeah, because I think we all have that desire, right?
I'm like, at a certain point, been to a store you want to go forever.
In. Yeah. You have no idea how I was when I first walked in to the golf store with a mask on. I don't think I had the gloves on because I wouldn't have gone in there if it was the glove. And by the way, the glove thing, you know, I read enough articles about the hand sanitizer and the washing of the hands and all that. And
well, at
spreading
the golf store, don't you just wear one glove?
Hey, golf joke. Fantastic.
There you go.
That joke brought to you by Callaway. By the way, love you as a sponsor for the Mike O'Mara show.
Callaway.
Like that'll like Callaway. That'll happen. Like
Mike,
that'll
you put
happen.
It out of the universe, it could happen. Yeah. So there you go. So I
We'd
walk
have to
in.
Ask Wilson to step aside.
they said
Wilson.
The security guard in Largo, Maryland gave me the thumbs up for the gloves and the mask.
Come on
and
in.
And everybody in there
That's a good thing.
Had a mask, and they had a cap of people that could actually be in that Staples.
And everybody had a mask.
Everybody had a mask, and good. And then I went to Track Auto next door. I said, why not expose myself to more?
Sure.
The car needed some windshield washer fluid, Mike. So the old Volvo. I walk in, masks. Everybody wearing masks. That's why I have
at the auto store.
I'm having such a different experience.
I'm proud
of
Maryland.
Crazy.
I'm proud
of
Maryland.
We all know basically how big a Staples is. What was their cap for customers? Do you remember?
They said 50.
50? That makes about sense. Yeah, that's about
Man,
right.
I am proud of people doing it. I am proud of people that do it. I think it makes you feel safer. And if there is no scientific evidence that it's not helping, right? There is.
That's
true. Having a mask on now, what pissed me off is when Snopes put up as false the story that there was like 1.5% if a person has the
covered mask,
you're not going to transmit it. But who knows? I'd like to get the stats on that. That would be great, but it probably wouldn't matter. People would debate it. But it also
signals to the other people around you that you're conscious of what's happening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If nothing else, it shows an awareness and an effort. And that's something
and
right there. Yeah,
Mike, again, we get $0 from this place. I had went there for a chair for my mom. They sell these now, and I don't know what genius, maybe it's an employee from Staples, but these wraparound, I would say extenders for masks, but they stop mask fatigue, which is that little line around your ears if you're wearing it all day.
It's uncomfortable to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It is.
But if you have to wear it all day and you have one of these little extenders, braces, you don't have that pain. It's awesome.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. That's great. And there are people out there that are doing that if you're working at a store, if you're working somewhere where you're in contact with the public every day. So I think we've solved something here. Maryland, extremely safe. D.C., extremely
Largo,
safe.
Largo, Maryland.
Leesburg, Virginia, they're out and about. What was your vibe on the people with that? Now, we passed down here in Florida, we passed a while ago the people that weren't wearing masks and had an attitude about it because now they're in the majority. So they don't have the attitude. They don't think they're special anymore. I'm not kidding you. That was the look on some of these people. It was like, my favorite moment for the Costco down here for like 6 seconds was not letting people in without a mask on. They bagged that for it. They bagged that right away.
Oh, wow.
But what was the attitude of the people without masks?
The people in Leesburg, Mike, who I've explained in the past, are large and plain. They walk sort of aimlessly around the Target store. Now, I've been going out maybe once every 9 days. That's about it. That's about how we can keep it sort of, to a bare minimum. I've not been to a store yet that has the arrows where you have to follow in the aisles. So that's not a factor here. But there was, I would say, about 50% in masks. And there was even people that were maskless. If you were coming down an aisle, there was the thing where you would wait and go to the side and let someone pass. Almost a mechanical reaction to it, understood that we're staying 6 feet apart. So that's sort of good, I think, because there was, they were allowing for people to pass and have their distance. But the thing without the masks, that still bothers me because it is such a small effort to be made, even if it is just like a bandana.
And they're available everywhere. I mean, you can go to any Ace Hardware and it's right there sitting there.
They're right there.
They got masks for sale at the store now?
Yeah, stacks, pallets.
Yeah,
so wear a mask. That's it. That's what we say. And I just, this whole thing of making it somehow political is stunning to me. I'll never understand it.
The mask that I was wearing was one from Phantom of the Opera. And even then, people said, you know what? Okay. Thank you for the effort.
He's part of the problem. Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, he is part of the problem. You're adding years to my life. Let's start the damn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Memorial Day.
Ah, Memorial Day, a day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Memorial Day. As you can tell by looking at me, on Memorial Day weekend, you get a good look at me. I'm the kind of guy who loves barbecues with friends. And so my Uncle Earl is visiting the house, and we're all excited. But you gotta, he's the kind of guy you got to keep your eye on. And I'm sort of watching him, and I think, oh, he looks like he's drinking out of a flask, and I don't know, you know, you let that go a little bit because it's the holidays, and well, and it turned out it was a charcoal starter. What a mess. Oh, my God.
Memorial Day. May I say one word? Matt, I just interject one concept at this juncture. You're looking for somebody for Memorial Day weekend. My blind xylophone player, okay? The man would be perfect for your room.
Ah, forget it.
He's a fantastic individual.
They're blind. They ain't gonna pay to see a blind guy.
How about Herbie Jason's birds? Herbie Jason's birds. They're little birds. They peck tunes out on a piano. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, all right, what about my one-legged tap dancer? Okay. Take him for a weekend. My one-arm juggler.
Not for my hotel.
All right, what about Lou Canova? My Italian singer would be great.
Lou Canova's a dumb, fat, temperamental husband with a drinking problem.
Jesus, what about Eddie Clark's penguin? That's a perfect Eddie Clark and his penguin. The penguin skates on the stage dressed as a rabbi. It's hilarious. The penguin's got a beard like a...
I'll tell you what, Denny. Give me Sonny Chase. He's the best act you got. He's fast. He's funny.
I don't handle Sonny anymore.
Since when?
I don't want to badmouth the kid, but he's a horrible, dishonest, immoral louse. And I say that with all due respect.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, heard all over the place from Millburn, New Jersey to Apache Junction, Arizona.
Nice.
Medford, Massachusetts. I know that town. Antelope, California. I don't know that town. Coxsackie, New York. Don't know that town. And Keepteen, Keepteen.
Oh, yes, of course.
Keepteen, Sipipipipipi. Hey, dude, I've always been fascinated with the South African accent. There we go. My name is Gary Player. My name is Ernie Ellison. I like the movie with Kevin Kline, Cry Freedom. Keep the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. It was when I was out on the golf course this weekend. I checked the temperature. It was 1,000 degrees.
1,000?
Down here in Southwest Florida. Ooh, did we have some weather this weekend? It was, it's summertime down here, that's for sure. But I lived on Liquid IV all weekend. Because Liquid IV hydrates you. It's like drinking 2 to 3 glasses of water with one glass. It's fantastic. And one thing I love about Liquid IV, they're on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're donating to hospitals, first responders, yes, food banks, veterans, active military, which is awesome. Dehydration occurs daily in 75% of all people, which leads to headaches, brain fog, muscle fatigue, dry skin, and more. To stay hydrated with water alone, you'd have to drink 8 full 8-ounce glasses of water. Thankfully, there's Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. And I mean, I had me a thing of liquid IV that was that big. I was going to bring in one of the packets there because it really does make a difference, especially when you're super hot down here. It's got 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana, with no artificial flavors or preservatives, and has less sugar than an apple. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. As the hot weather comes in, you got to get your Liquid IV out.
Stock up, baby.
25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. And remember, nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco. So, welcome to the show. We might as well dive right in with the mailbag. Get it out of the way. It is Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend, and we know you have been chomping to get in touch with us, especially after Friday's debacle, another debacle. And yes, it was. And we're doing it again this coming Friday. So fun. Anyway, let's get right in tighter and brighter for your listening. It would have been fun. We'll break it down later.
All right.
Just one piece of advice to you. Get her drunker. All right.
Okay.
I mean, really.
You got it.
Silent when she's not loaded. Anyway, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure.
Unfortunately, not true.
No, she likes to chat. She does. She was quiet Friday night, though, relatively, you know. Towards the end, it started to kick in those no-filter, fearless afterburners that I liked so bad.
We love them.
But anyway, this first letter says, "Good morning, ladies and gents. I would like to wish a very happy birthday to my amazing girlfriend, Bonnie Frederick." Bonnie sounds like that's a celebrity's name. The Bonnie Frederick Show.
Starring Bonnie Frederick.
Bonnie turned 25 for the 7th... Okay, I get it. Bonnie turned 25 for the 17th time in a row on May 21st. For her birthday, can Mike please talk up Peg by Steely Dan, a song Bonnie calls a disco nightmare. Okay. And that comes to us from John Crandall. I've seen letters from him before.
Yeah.
He's a very, very regular letter writer. And John Crandall is from Tempe, Arizona. And this goes out to his lovely girlfriend, Bonnie.
Chicago's favorite music radio, WLS.
Oh, there's a special lady out there, ladies and gentlemen. Her name, Bonnie Frederick. Yeah, the Bonnie Frederick Show. How you doing, everybody? Hope you're having a great time, the Bonnie Frederick. Yeah, we're having a good time with you and want to say happy 74th birthday to Bonnie Frederick. I stepped on it. I'm sorry. I have to do it again. Let me try that. I wasn't really prepared for that one.
Chicago's favorite music radio, WLS.
Hey, my Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over me inside of our 4-poster bed. That's right. She's my girlfriend living in sin. I'm John Crandall, and my girlfriend's name is Bonnie Frederick.
I seen your picture.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Very good.
Perfect.
You hit it.
There we go. The Bonnie Frederick. Hi, guys. Yesterday, I was wearing my TMOS hooded sweatshirt, and our regular delivery guy spotted me in it. He said, "Hey, Mike O'Mara, I remember him."
Ooh.
I just paused for dramatic effect after that. "I used to listen to him years ago." Oh, if everybody that said that could listen now, we would be very happy. It's all a question of getting the word out. Mm-hmm. It's what we do every day. That was great until he then went on about strip trivia too long and made it awkward.
Oh.
Yeah, one of our all-time most famous bits.
Yeah.
However, I managed to let him know that you have a podcast now and told him where he can find it, so that's good, right? Yes, it is,
yes.
Megan McCormick.
Yes.
That is wonderful. We are very,
hell
very
yeah.
grateful for that.
Hell
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, thank you. Hey, guys, since we didn't get a hot rocket flamethrowing Memorial Day spectacular spintacular this year, I had to listen to the bonus show Memorial Day Spectacular, and it was spectacular. That's the word I use to describe it.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being fantastic. Also, please send my best to your assistant, Jennifer. We're working on Jennifer right now.
Yeah. Hopefully the Zoom will help get her back in.
I certainly hope so.
Well, is she off the ventilator yet?
She came through with flying colors.
Great.
And,
I'd love
the
to
obesity
see
factor put her in the ICU, but she's
I visited her last week, but she's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know that, she's a fighter with a capital F. Hope
come
all
back,
are safe.
Oscar.
I love the show, your friend Dennis Guevara. Thank you, Dennis. Hey, guys, I recently saw an article that after 17 years, millions of cicadas will be enveloping the D.C. metro area. Are they coming back this year?
Cicadas.
That's what they're saying, yeah. And you know what I've heard? The phrase that I've heard that really makes me gag? People are calling them land shrimp.
Will Rob or Oscar be eating any of them free food? Mike Wilson, California, USA.
High protein diet, so, right?
Have you eaten a cicada, Oscar?
No, I have not.
You had one cooked, right?
I had one cooked at the Inn at the Washington.
Yeah.
I had a wealthy man's cicada back when I was a wealthy man.
Never eaten them, but I do love bringing them in for the pets to play with. I remember my cat 17 years ago got so excited playing with cicadas that he gagged. It was fun to watch.
I've said a lot of things about my old radio partner, Don Geronimo, that he did well. But I will tell you, one of the things that was the most amusing to me in the whole wide world was Don would eat live cicadas by like the handful. He had no issue with eating the cicadas.
Crunch. You would hear the crunch.
Ugh. Oh, it was delightful. I think of all radio personalities, and I'm going to go so far as to say in the nation.
Yeah.
He was the best at doing that, and there were lots of DJs that ate those bugs, but nobody did it like him, and it was fantastic.
I think the only other DJ that did it, ate them raw was Eddie Gallagher.
Okay, that's an old person.
it was the depression mentality.
Bill Mayhew used to take buckets of cicadas and eat them. Charlie Warren. Hello, folks. I was thinking that a fun way to get Shannon some more cocktail party airtime would be to have her do a couple commercial reads as Ruth Langmore. Oscar.
Let's do it.
Oscar.
Okay, I'll get her the coffee.
That's
be good.
From Todd Martin. Thank you, Todd Martin. All right, moving along. Hi, Mike. I just want to thank you for the past 25 years. Me and the missus started listening to you back when we were caregivers for our parents. Then I was diagnosed with chronic CLL. It's a form of leukemia. And my sweetheart took care of me during chemo while still caring for the parents and simultaneously completing her doctorate in education and counseling. We were emotionally and physically drained, but your show gave us energy and something to laugh about during a very painful and unsure time. We just celebrated our 36th anniversary in April. Unfortunately, no nice dinners this year. A drive-through dinner just isn't the same. You got that right. Mm. I love her more today than yesterday. Dr. Suzanne, thank you for making my life worth living. And Mike, thank you for making the funny for the past 25 years. You are the best. Victor of Corning, California. Thank you very much, Victor. That is really appreciated. Hello, gang. This weekend, I turn 40 wonderful. Could the gingerbread man please give me a pep talk on how to become less of a tub of goo as states slowly start to open up? Any advice on how to do this while avoiding any exposure to the coronavirus would be helpful. Thanks a bunch, Todd Erdman. And Gingerman, go ahead.
In the mortal words of one Mike O'Mara, never stop moving. Because icing will get all over you and you can't get it off.
Oh, thank you. It's my advice, even with plantar fasciitis that I have.
I thought his phrase was never stop working.
No. Mike told me in my late 30s when he found out I was still playing soccer on the weekends, and he was absolutely right. He said, never stop doing that. When you stop doing that,
you have a sport you love, you keep doing it. I never thought I'd be playing at a high level at my advanced age, so I'm very, very Mike happy about that.
Told me the same thing.
Yes. Yes, sir. Never stop doing what you do.
As soon as I figure out what it is.
What lovely music you're playing in the background.
That was the Shrek music for Gingy.
Oh, that's lovely. Hey, TMOS, for who?
Gingy.
For Gingy.
Gingerbread. Gingerbread Man. There we go.
Yeah.
I am a furloughed designer, and having you guys for the last 2 months has helped me keep sane. In an effort to keep my design skills strong, I took a stab at designing a DGH logo t-shirt for you guys.
Ooh.
After the fact, I realized that the Urban Dictionary's definition of DGH is different than ours. See below.
And this is a quote from the Urban Dictionary. Okay?
I have not read this yet.
All right.
Top definition, DGH.
Don't get herpes. That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
And here's the explanation, Mike.
Easy for texting and usually used for a friend who is going out with a skank named Cindy. Example, Dude, be careful with Cindy, DGH. Oh, God. It's like been my slug line for my entire career.
I know.
Maybe I should do a little more research before I design again. Oh, well, back to the old drawing board. TJ Mesmer. Thank you, TJ. That's sad to know. Maybe I got to modify it, all right? But I love it. Don't get happy.
Well,
I might just
Mike,
say the words. You know?
Both pieces are good advice.
Yes.
What about DGC, Don't Get Comfortable?
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Don't get cocky.
I hold in my hand.
I'll stop.
The final letter, ladies and gentlemen.
Final letter.
Hi-oh!
May a herpetic Sherpa crawl up your sister's hoop skirt. all right. Hi there. In 2017, I wrote in to tell you that I have bought tickets for my wife and I to attend the New Orleans live show. Then a few months before the show, she divorced me. Oh,
oh no.
Which was totally a bitch move. She Agreed. Got the house, but the joke's on her because I kept the tickets. There's a smart guy. With my ex out of the picture, I needed a date for the show. So thinking quickly, I began banging one of her friends.
Good for you, sir.
Very, very cold.
Good for you.
It's quick thinking.
It was going well, so I brought my new girlfriend to the show, and we had a great time. Soon after, I found myself married again, happily this time. Now, in the midst of this plague, I come to you with a humble request. You guys are the best radio talk-up DJs on the planet. Can you guys talk up Come Dancing by the Kinks and dedicate it to my favorite HR professional and most recent wife, Lauren? Please tell her how awesome she is. She really is. Unlike that old bitch on wheels. Thanks, Ray Klaus. And Ray, of course you get that talk up. I mean, fantastic. Here we go.
The best music. WABC.
Hey, how about that? A couple of weeks before he came to our live show, our friend Ray was scoring with Lauren. Yes, sirree. He's happy now, unlike when he was married to that bitch on wheels. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll fade out with this one, Rob. Scoring with Lauren, the new wife of Rooney. Fantastic stuff. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
My sister went there on a Saturday.
Are you a TMOS sucker, taking without giving back? Now there's an affordable way to support your favorite podcast, Facebook Stars. Simply go to the Mike O'Meara Show Facebook page, select a video, and click the circle star icon. Each star you give is worth one penny. So quit sucking and start giving. Facebook Stars, the easy way to help. Give them a buck at least.
Nice to see people responding to the offer of doing promos.
That's very sweet. Rob, remember when you would play them for me before they went on air? Remember when that happened?
No, I don't really, actually.
Okay. Well, you played one for me last week, if I recall.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should start doing that
once
for all of them.
You got it, Oscar.
Thank you. A little quality control.
Yes. Quality control. That's funny. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Best Fiends. If you're looking for a fun quality control, I'm sorry. If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain with great visuals and a gripping story, your answer is Best Fiends. What level are you up to, Skippy?
I had a great find over the weekend, how to drop the boxes. I'm up to level 93, Paradise Palms.
Ooh,
and
Paradise
doing great.
Palms.
Paradise
that sounds
Palms.
Like a resort. That's great.
But it's so cool. So much fun.
Best Fiends is a game that anyone can play, but it's made for adults. You can spend as much or as little time as you'd like in the game. Perfect for a little break anytime. Best Fiends, a unique and exciting puzzle experience unlike any puzzle games out there. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. Once you start, you can't stop. Fresh, fun, cute. I'm cute. And it's a blast beating the levels. Best Fiends, great anytime. It doesn't require internet to play, so you don't need to worry about Wi-Fi access. You're using cell data. No bandwidth, no problem. Spend some time with your Best Fiends. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. That's why we call it Fiends. Like fiendish. Hey, I'm fiendish. I'm one
fiendish
of the best. Maybe on one of these commercials we can interview one of the fiends, you know.
Hey, I would like that.
I got Rob
their names.
Is, Rob is letting me travel around, eat slugs. I'm eating slugs in my
The thing fiends. That I love about it is that it's it's based on the number of moves, and there's not a time limit, so you can stop and think about it to outwit the game. I get, you know, when there's time limits, you get tense and you make stupid moves. But on this one, you can really work your way through. I love the game. So great.
Let me explain what's happening this week on the show. Thursday on the taping of our show, I will be on assignment.
What?
I will be on assignment. I'm going to be checking in. Hopefully, I will have something to say. Otherwise, I won't have anything to say. But we are taking a family excursion in the state of Florida up to Cape Canaveral to see the SpaceX launch, the first manned space flight in a few decades, I believe, right? It's been a while since they've taken off.
The first time that we're taking our own ship.
We're taking a private person.
It's a U.S. It's a U.S. company. We're not going to the Russians.
Right. And we're very, very excited about the prospect of seeing this. Now, I should point out that we have to do a little guesswork here because, thank God, these hotels you can book without necessarily having to pay up front like you used to. So. Right. There is, according to the very latest, a 40% chance of launch, which means that's weather related. So we're going to be keeping up, but the weather is trending in the right direction. This is supposedly on Wednesday afternoon, a 4:33 p.m. Eastern time SpaceX launch, a manned space launch. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to misjudge Judy then.
I'm so sorry about that. If all goes according to plan, we will witness this. And I have never seen a launch before.
Wow.
So I'm very, very excited. I know that back in the days when we would go down to Orlando to shoot a TV commercial or for a particular event, the Mike O'Mara that I was back in those days would never really rally for those early morning launches that several of our chief engineers wanted us to go over and see. Many opportunities lost because I felt it was far more important to ring the midnight bell, so to speak, than to get up early and go over and see the sparks.
Well, don't you like to see the stars in the nighttime sky more than in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
So you were really supporting outer space in your own way?
Yeah. I mean, it's this is exciting. I think that I have been, since we moved to Florida, wanting to take my son to see a rocket launch, and I'm hoping this this goes according to plan. Now, there may be a little monkey wrench that's been thrown into this equation, and that is that old Orange Hair apparently is going to be on hand for the launch as
Don't
well.
Don't let it
which
taint
means,
you, Mike. Don't let it well, taint you.
But isn't it? He should be there because we have the best rockets. We have the strongest rockets. We have the fastest rockets.
They're perfect.
So he should be
They're
there.
Beautiful rockets. Now, I've been told, I'm not sure exactly how far our hotel is from the site of the launch, but I've been told that if you're anywhere on the coastline up near that part of the world, I think we might be 17-ish miles away from the actual launch site, that we should be able to, weather permitting, get a really good look. And if the case, then we could just sit at the hotel and watch it from there, and I wouldn't have to worry about traffic or you know, or people pouring into that area. Now,
and there's probably a TV in the hotel bar. You can watch it there, too.
Well, that's that would be defeating the purpose. I could certainly do that down here. Hate to. The idea of that makes me... That gives me a sad, Rob. That gives me a big sad.
What about going to that big launch clock?
What's that?
There's probably a little park
where you're actually there.
I'm almost positive there's a park where you can social distance.
Well, there are parks all over where you can drive up, but they're going to be balls to the wall.
Where the big clock is.
The digital clock.
The digital clock where you're like, want to one you would see on television... All the time, where like you have.
Well, that once again, that falls into the category of too many folk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, and I want to kind of avoid that. If I can confirm that where I am, which is on the beach on the Atlantic Ocean, will be afford us a view, then I will stay close to home and avoid contact with other human beings.
Yes.
In the event that we are not able to do that, then we'll probably go someplace where we could hopefully just get out of the car for a moment and watch the launch. That's what the
Carla
plan.
And little Michael can probably stand on the car, right? So they can stand on the roof if they had to just to see.
I suppose.
That's only going to put you about 60s where 5 feet closer. It's not really going to help that much. It's up in the sky, you see.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying. Like
he was just busting your balls, Oscar.
It was an option.
Well, no, but what he did is
I know you hate physical activity, but people can climb, all right?
No, I hate when you say that you say in an offhanded way that Mike can't stand on the car.
I didn't even think about Mike. I was thinking about the kids.
Yeah, he was saying that Mike couldn't stand on the car.
You are too sensitive about your weight. You are
too fat.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
I wasn't the one that said that, you know, and I wasn't even addressing that. I was just talking about Rob's point that, you know, standing on the car doesn't really make that big a difference.
Unless you want to damage your car.
I was thinking about social distancing. You're further away from people.
Vertical social distancing? Yes. Is that what
still
it is?
Still 6 feet away.
VSD!
Vertical social distancing.
I think
distancing.
It's viable.
You know who's good at vertical social distancing? Gazoo.
Yeah, exactly. You dummies.
Yes. I'm floating above you.
You know,
Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell and her vertical social distance.
It's a good point, Oscar, because if you had Michael stand on the car, then he would be on the same facial level as grown-ups. That way, the virus can get to him quicker.
They have an SUV, you jerk.
Well, he might be on the hood then.
No, I was thinking.
If you know, it's of an SUV in the very loosest sense of the world. Yeah, but I don't consider that.
Make sure if he does get on the car, Mike.
What's an SUV?
A Yukon. A Suburban. That's an SUV. A Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Something that seats an SUV.
The Volvo XCCC-crapo is, you know.
But Mike, if you do put him on the hood.
We got the engine that shuts down at the stoplight. Yes. Welcome to the Volvo. Mama puts the pies out to cool on the Volvo. Yes, sir. Very good.
Mike, if you put him on the hood, make sure you take him off before you leave. That's the only thing that you need to remember. Yeah.
Boy, that was exciting, wasn't it? Oh, it's great to be back at the hotel. Where's Michael?
Daddy, I'm up at the hotel.
Anyway, so the plan is that when the boys tape on Thursday's show,
right?
That I will be checking in from Cape Canaveral, Cocoa Beach, Kennedy Space Center, and just you know,
that's where Jeannie lived, right?
Exactly. Yeah, very good. And wasn't that Jack Kent Cook's favorite beach?
What's that?
That was Jack Kent Cook's favorite beach, wasn't it?
Coco. I love you, Coco. And look, I have a goal. It's not just to see the launch, but if I reach my goal, you will be hearing me speaking with the one and only Buzz Aldrin on on Thursday's show. I'm very, very excited about that.
Exciting.
Or maybe, you know, most of the astronauts from my era are have gone to the happy hunting ground. So it's,
sure.
I mean, Neil Armstrong's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of them are gone now.
Don Glenn.
John Glenn is gone.
Yeah,
gone.
A lot of people named Buzz are gone.
Okay, on that note, we have to take a break. We have to go to commercial. I bet he's probably going, right? Probably
I bet you know what? I bet social distancing hasn't affected him much.
We're going to take a break, and we will return with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. And now,
oh, it's Larry.
King's thing. Hi, I'm Larry. Cheese should always be refrigerated. Wait. What about this? Hats for fish. Nobody roots for the Oilers anymore. My wristwatch just keeps slipping off. I worry about Kirstie Alley. I never cast a reflection. Jojo Rabbit. I don't get it. My computer mouse is an actual mouse. And when I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport, all right? Whoa, that's funny there, right? Yeah. Buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. There you go. Thank you, Lair. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Life is complicated, as my mom used to say. She used to call complicated complicated. Rob is holding up right now tomato glazed turkey meatloaf.
Ooh,
delish.
For lunch yesterday, and don't sleep on the meatloaf. That's great, but they have a cauliflower mashed potatoes with this.
Got it.
That Fantastic. Is amazing. Love
now,
it.
Now, listen. The last thing you need is a hassle in the kitchen. That's where Freshly comes in. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. Because if it's not easy, I'm not going to do it. And if it doesn't taste good, I ain't going to eat it. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. So convenient, so easy, so delicious. Imagine better-for-you golden oven fried chicken, creamy springtime risotto, fall-apart tender beef brisket. That's just a few of the 30-plus health-conscious options to choose from. And when stuff is fresh, they don't put all the additives in it. So it's good. Fantastic. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's Freshly.com/TMOS. Take a picture of your Freshly meals and just put them up online.
Yeah, do
we'll
it.
We'll give you credit for that if you do that. We appreciate that. All right, moving right along here. No, I don't want to talk about the fact that I've got another malady. I can talk about that at any particular time.
What about Pony Boy?
Yeah.
Pony Boy is great. Let's do that. Okay. Pony Boy is injured. And Oscar said that when we came in today.
Yes.
And let's get right to that with a report from roving reporter from Bolivia. By the way, Bolivia in the news today.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Big time.
Yeah, big time.
What Fantastic. Is Pony's injury, Oscar?
Pony Boy report. So,
by the way, thanks to Oscar for wearing his NASA shirt today. His NASA shirt for space.
I was going
to
wear my space suit, but I just found out about it today.
Oh, that's right. Well, maybe tomorrow. There's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
So this weekend, diligently, on Saturday, after a few tech snafus on Friday, I had Pony report to the office because nobody was going to be at the office. So we could socially distance and there's nobody at the office anyways. No big deal.
Has he put on a lot of weight?
No. He actually looks skinnier, if you can believe that.
I can't. He had him come in on a 3-day weekend. I bet he loved that.
Mike, I had him come in yesterday as well. So because I was here yesterday as well. So when I work, they
happy talkie, happy talk. Nobody's going to Glenda's house at the beach.
I said to Pony, I said, we don't ask you for much, but we just ask you to, when you have to do something, you do it right. And what I realized is that, you know, he probably also needs a little more guidance because it's been 2 months of no real leadership outside of just phone calls and communication that way. And sometimes you see someone face to face with a mask on and say, this needs to be fixed. You can't.
By the way, Oscar, we have on the line with us currently one Matthew Tiberius Bloom. Matthew, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Hello.
Very good. Okay,
yeah, so
that's
he's
wonderful.
Here, so he's here.
Mm-hmm. Was the injury that he fell down a well?
No. This is. You guys tell me if I should be suspicious of this. So okay, on Saturday.
Don't be suspicious.
On Saturday all day, he worked. I would say came in around 10 and left around almost 8 p.m. Long day for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We all worked together, moving wires around, updating the computers, working in diligently, I would say.
Yeah, we should point out that on Friday's cocktail party show, we had some very glaring technical snafus that you probably weren't aware of, but they were happening behind the scenes, and it was kind of tough. The drunker we got, the more you were probably aware of.
Don't want that to ever happen again. So, so he said he was available Saturday, and then as Saturday came to an end, I said, when are we going to fix the rest? And he said, well, I'm thinking about, I was like, why not tomorrow? Because Monday's, you know, a federal holiday. And he said, well, I've got a journey tomorrow. And I said, a journey?
It was journey.
Well, actually, we've started a journey. I mean, journey like the band journey. I don't understand what's going on. You're watching a virtual concert. He goes, you're going to think I'm a dork. I'm like, probably. But what do you, I mean, if you're saying you can't come in, you got to at least give me an answer here, right?
No reason. Big deal.
I was like, I gotta go see my mom as well, so we could reschedule. But what's the journey? He's like, well, when the pandemic hit, a handful of my friends and I started Dungeons and Dragons journey. And I said, okay. So
I believe, Oscar, they're actually back from when I was in elementary school, they were called modules.
Oh,
was it a module?
Was it a module or journey?
I said game.
Oh, no, you said journey. I would not make that up.
I said game.
Okay, it's still Dungeons and Dragons, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
So you're basically telling...
What, you had a tournament or something?
No. They, like, right when the pandemic started, my old neighbors, they invited me to play Dungeons and Dragons with them on Skype. And
oh, the sex neighbors.
Yes, exactly. Because we can't have sex, so now we're playing D&D.
So you had, like, a pre-appointed time to play, like, a day-long Dungeons and Dragons?
It's a big campaign and it's probably
what does that mean? What
like
does that
four
mean?
Hours a week or so for like a year.
It's four
hours. 4 hours a week.
Yeah, so this is, was this the kickoff of the year long Dungeons and Dragons epic?
Yeah, like right around the time the plague started spreading and we were all socially distancing. And like every Sunday since, we've just been getting on and playing for like 4 or 5
See,
hours.
Do you know the way he talks? Do you notice how he doesn't answer a question? Yeah. So yesterday would not have been.
It's not the first day. It's
the first day.
This is probably the 7th Sunday they've played for 4 hours straight.
Such a conjurer to avoid the truth.
Yeah. May I ask 2 nerdy questions?
Yes.
Because I did play Dungeons and Dragons up until high school a little bit.
It's not that dorky anymore. It's still dorky.
It's come back.
It's not that dorky anymore.
What is your character, Pony? What is its is it a cleric?
No, he's a monk.
Oh, so he's a monk.
Like a appropriate guy.
Being as religious as you are, that's appropriate. I get
and
that.
I do remember, and if it hasn't changed, the highest score you can have in your attributes, like your intelligence and your dexterity and your charisma, those are 18, right?
I think you can get to 20 now.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad
you got it. So what is your strongest attribute as a monk?
Can we just have the dork fest stop right now, please?
You gave me permission for 2 questions. And
Jesus
I just want to know, what is your strongest attribute as a monk?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the fact that
charisma.
His penis is introverted. Okay, there we go.
So, I say, okay, you've got your campaign/journey on Sunday. You're telling your boss you can't work after not working for 2 months. Fine. You got your Dungeons and Dragons. That's okay.
Sure.
So, I say, I'm here Monday. How about Monday? Do you have a campaign/journey then? He said, no, I can come in Monday.
Awesome.
So, he comes in Monday. I come in as well because we're all working. We just have to, the nature of broadcasting. And he texts me. He's like, look, I can't crimp those wires because I have an injury. And I was like, oh, my God, an injury? I was like, you stay there. I'll be right over because I was at the other studio.
Right.
And I walk over and literally he looks like Freddy Krueger, but instead of blades, he has splints on one of his hands. And I'm like,
splints?
Yes. Splints.
Like multiple splints?
On his fingers.
Like 4 broken fingers?
Don't know if there are 4.
Or does he one of those carpal tunnel braces? No.
But it is like wooden, like probably looking like big popsicle sticks that
steel.
Are taped.
They're steel popsicle
sticks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What did you do, Pony?
Oh, God, it's so embarrassing.
This is pre or post campaign.
This was right afterwards.
Hammered. He was hammered.
I was going
hammered.
Into the kitchen to clean some dishes, and my moccasins are a little worn out. The slippers I wear around my apartment and
his house shoes, Mike.
This is so real. This is so perfect. This is Pony. My moccasins.
When I crossed over to the tile floor, it was like a cartoon character slipping on a banana peel, and I just went from upright to completely perpendicular with the ground, and then straight down, and just landed right on my hand.
Oh my God!
And Mike, you know when that happens? When all of Pony's weight falls on his hand, that's nearly 17 pounds of pressure.
So you broke your hand?
Didn't break it, but I sprained it like really, really bad to the point that I had to splint my pinky and ring finger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so now you can't get married.
So it was a legitimate injury, technically, Oscar. Hey, you got to give him that. It was a real injury, right?
Absolutely. Now, to be fair and be honest with me, you're not playing D&D complete in with your 6-sided die. Completely sober, right? Like, what are you doing? You're drinking during this entire campaign, right?
Yeah, were you drinking during Dungeons & Dragons? That's a very important question.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I was, okay?
There you go. It's a drunken fall. Yeah. It was a drunken fall. Thank you very much. That's it. Well, speedy recovery. Oscar, did he get most
people could get drunk and fall down. I hate
that. I don't understand that at all. Did he get most of his work done, except for the crimping?
No. He got that done because I had him teach Shannon how to crimp.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It all worked out for the best.
It all worked out.
And what's Pony, left hand or right hand? Left hand or right hand, Pony?
I'm right-handed.
Oh,
what is
tough.
The prognosis for your injury? When do you think you'll be recovered?
Probably another day or two.
Oh, okay. Very good. I'm glad you didn't give a typical Pony answer, which would have been Christmas. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad. bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MikeOmeraShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MikeOmeraShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Thank you, Howard. Howard Beale. I don't know why I'm in, it's egomania to enjoy yourself doing
No,
a promo.
I think tonight. I think it's a great promo.
It's fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS T-shirt store. All right, you guys, go click the TMOS T-shirts banner on our website, because just in time for summer, it's the TMOS Passport to the Assport T-shirt.
Yes.
Super comfy, super fine, and a super limited edition, so make sure you order yours right now. When? How are they selling these? I thought we sold them out on Friday night.
I said we had, we were at a fast clip. We have less than 100 left, Mike. And we had
less than 100
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Gotta act now.
It's another brand new design from the Mike O'Mara Design Center. All sizes are available, and because you asked for it, it comes in ladies fit, too.
Mm.
So even Pony will look good. It's my favorite design yet, so don't miss out on this one. They are ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Help us out. Just click the T-shirt banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. Only a few remain, so carefully follow the instructions. That's always important. And get yours now. TMOS merchandise. When you wear it, you make us look good. Thanks, folks. Your passport awaits. And I love these particular designs.
Good shirt.
They look really, really good.
News.
News.
People are desperately seeking live sports events, and no exception to this was the match, Champions for Charity, which I watched every second of. That was on TBS over the weekend. Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning took on Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. It aired on TNT, TBS, True TV, and HLN, and averaged 5.8 million viewers. Making it the most watched golf telecast in cable TV history.
Wow.
In the end, Tiger and Manning outdueled Phil and Brady, partially because Brady was really, really bad. He was bad. He's an 8.1 handicap. I'm a 10 handicap. I know that that guy was not playing like he can. But anyway, he really was having a tough time.
He had some sweet shots.
He had the sweet shot of the match. It even got comical at one point when Brady split his pants.
His pants!
He later joked, pants wanted in on social distancing, I guess. Next time I'll make
By
sure
the
to
way,
be wearing...
By the way, that's not even a joke, what he
it's
said.
Not,
it's
and
not.
And they quote him on it. I know, no. It's not. Brady Dummy. Did have a couple of bright spots. After six holes of misery, he hit the shot of his life. Holing out from the fairway at least 130 yards away. I think it was longer than that.
I have that clip if you'd like to hear it.
All right,
I did pull that clip because there's
right,
one moment.
This is a shot where it's a long shot. I think it was more than 130 yards.
Before you play it, Charles Barkley is talking trash.
Oh, it's great.
Charles Barkley. Let me set it up a little more for you, Oscar. Here's the deal. Brady is slapping it all over the golf course. He is shanking it practically. He is being terrible. One of the guys tweets in, he's one more bad shot away from a club throw. That's how bad it was early in the match. He's Tom Brady, so I didn't feel sorry for him. But he was playing horribly, and Charles Barkley began to pile on, which was hysterical, as Charles Barkley always is, by saying, and Chuck, as they call him, saying that if you put it on the green, I'll donate $100,000.
Yeah. You'll hear it. Yeah.
So the pressure they're putting on this guy is unbelievable. And Chuck had just done this, and Brady hits this shot that ends up going in the hole.
You'll hear a little bit of Barkley on this clip.
Hey, Tom, how many shots you want? This Chuck. Come on, man. I'm going to give you some shots, man. I want
some
of you.
Got to get going.
Chuck, I've been focusing on football, bro.
Before you hit
the
shot.
Super Bowl, man.
Ready to dominate.
I think you just made him mad, Chuck.
Oh, no. I love it, though, man. He can take a joke.
Here's the shot.
Oh, go in!
Yes!
Oh, my goodness!
You made it!
Wow!
Chuck.
Hey, man. Chuck. I got that's all food.
Shut your mouth, Chuck.
Unreal.
Take a little of that medicine. Get your butt out of here. When the going get tough, the tough get going, boys.
The thing about it, though, is because of all the social distancing, when you hear that, and keep in mind, that was the biggest rated golf on cable ever. It sounds like just, someone's home video.
It's everything you wanted. It's everything that other match wasn't, that I criticized with DJ and Rory, with all those guys trying to be out, chill the ear. Hey, we're pros. It was these guys acting like a bunch of buddies. And, you know, you had four legends out there, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and you had Tiger and Phil. And they were trashed on. It was so much fun. Also, it was really worth it and raised so much
money.
Charles
Barkley.
Great.
We have a couple things are at play. One, you see Tiger in shorts, and that's how like regular people play, right? They play in shorts. You never see him in shorts ever.
Right.
Outside of maybe one of these like glamour shots from.
I was surprised to see Tiger in moccasins
from the New York Post, where you're like they get like these wild in the wild shots when he's just practicing at home. So to see guys play golf like that in shorts, it's just kind of like, okay, you're watching your buddies play. But for broadcasters, this really means this is the time where they step up. And for Charles Barkley to do what he does for basketball, for golf,
right?
That was cool.
Mm-hmm. And if you the knock on Charles Barkley, Oscar, if you ever watched, he has what is essentially, of all celebrities, the worst golf swing of any celebrity working. He used to have a hitch in his giddy up where he would just kind of do this little and it was horrible. He's been made famous with his golf swing. It was fun, really fun to watch. John Krasinski is getting slammed for selling his YouTube show Some Good News to Viacom CBS. John started the show presumably just to brighten people's lives during the pandemic. He did 8 episodes and charged nothing for them, but there's talk that with the sale, at least some of the content will air on CBS All Access, which is a pay service. John is staying with the show as a producer, but he's not hosting it anymore. Here are some of the salty comments he's been getting on Twitter. So he made 8 YouTube videos comprised largely of unpaid contributions from fans, sold the brand to a major conglomerate, and isn't even going to make it anymore? Just cashed out? Does this rub anyone else the wrong way? Kinda. That's one of the comments. This will lose the heart of SGN and become just another corporate money-making watered-down version of what it once was. John hasn't replied to the hate, but SGN Twitter account said, quote, "We are going to be free and available on multiple platforms. SGN lives on, and we hope you come with us." The show's YouTube channel has more than 2.5 million subscribers and over 70 million views. Yeah. So that's that. I don't.
The guy's a movie star. Part. He doesn't have to do any of this.
I still like him. Take
what you can get.
Yeah, he did. You know what? He did 8 nice things for a lot of people during a really tough time, and I think that's great. You don't have to stay with it if you don't like it, but don't fault him for
it. And you best believe if somebody picked up the bonus show and put it somewhere that you wouldn't want, we wouldn't feel so bad about it.
Yeah, and doesn't he... well, no.
Hello. We did 1,000 free shows. You can get mad at us? Would.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it had to be a big suitcase if it's CBS. This may not surprise you. But I'm serious about that. It's more serious than you might ever know.
CBS, some access.
This now I would be the dirty hua if I went to CBS. Yes, right. This may not surprise you, but Elvis Presley had a rhinestone-studded jockstrap with his initials on the band. And it's for sale, Rob Spiewak. It's hitting the auction block courtesy of Paul Fraser Collectibles and expected to fetch $36,000. The auction says it's extravagant, absurd, sexually potent. This rhinestone-studded jockstrap is pure Elvis Presley. I'm sure the new owner won't be able to resist wearing it out on a Saturday night. The Elvis magic will work wonders. I'm certain this is a rare opportunity to own an intimate piece of the king.
I don't doubt that he owned it, but I doubt he wore it. I don't think it might have been a game-worn apparatus, as they
say that.
Because it wouldn't be comfortable, would it?
Well, it depends on what you're packing, you know? And how, if it's tailor-made for him, they can make something comfortable.
I saw a picture of it. It looked like a fan made it. That's what it looked like. So I don't think I did. So I don't know.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Now, fat guy news. An expert in sensory science came up with a 7-step process that's supposed to give you the ideal ice cream eating experience. The one downside is it takes longer. But if you're really serious about the ice cream, here are the steps. Number one, take it out of the freezer and let it defrost for about 15 minutes. When it's too cold, the aroma molecules don't release, and smell plays a huge role in how things taste. Number two, don't take too big of a bite. Half a teaspoon per bite is ideal. Number three,
place the spoon upside down in your mouth so the ice cream hits your tongue. Number four, roll the ice cream around in your mouth. This is almost sounding sexual.
It's like porn.
Roll the ice cream around in your mouth and pay attention to how the smooth, creamy texture feels.
Number five, breathe in through your mouth while the ice cream is in there. The air passing over it helps hit more of your taste buds. Number six, don't swallow too soon. 12 seconds in your mouth is ideal. Oh.
Isolate 12 that,
seconds. That's amazing. And number seven, repeat with each bite to build up a, quote, full ice cream taste profile.
Another thing that makes ice cream taste better than those steps is a rhinestone jock strap. Try it. Yeah. You'll love it.
Eat your ice cream. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bolivian news.
Ooh. Oh, good.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Three young brothers have been hospitalized after letting a venomous black widow spider bite them in the belief that it would turn them into Spider-Man. The three brothers, aged 8, 10, and 12, and who have not been named, found the spider as they were watching over their sheep in the town of Chayanta. Do you know the town we're talking about? Chayanta. No. Their mother was reportedly collecting wood at the time.
Ah.
And the boys are said to have come up with the idea that letting the spider bite them would give them superpowers like Peter Parker. The boys are said to have provoked the spider with a stick before it bit them. Their mother then found them crying and took them to the Chayanta Healthcare Center, where they were given medicine. But their condition did not improve.
Mm.
The boys were later taken to a hospital in the town of Layagua. But their condition worsened still.
Oh, no.
And they were then transferred to the Children's Hospital in the Bolivian capital of Oscar Santana.
La Paz.
La Paz. According to the head of epidemiology of the health ministry, Virgilio Pietro, the brothers were given a serum for their bites, and their condition improved after that. Yes, and then they were released from the hospital 5 days later. No word where the sheep are now. Thank you very much.
The sheep. They were watching over the sheep. All three boys are gone. The sheep are gone, and Mama is getting wood.
I was wondering what type of wood the Mama was getting.
Yes.
I think you know.
Mama. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Stars.
Stars.
They're just like us. Lady Gaga eats dinner every evening.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt flosses twice a day. James Corden cries himself to sleep every night. Just like you. But those are showbiz stars. Frankly, I much prefer a Facebook star.
Yes.
And so should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. To buy stars while you're watching, simply click the star next to write a comment. Your star balance will be displayed, and you can select the number of stars you want to buy, and boom, done. That easy. Bee-bee-ba-boo. To send us stars, again, just click the star next to write a comment. Select how many stars you want to give, and click send. Even easier. Every star puts a penny in our pocket that adds up. As always, we appreciate all of your support. So, please, shoot a few stars our way. Because when you click upon a star,
your dreams do come true. And take 12 seconds to eat that ice cream that's already in your mouth.
Now let's open the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob!
Why is James Corden crying every night?
Well, you know, he just has emotional issues. That's what it is.
He's a soft man. He is. Mike, I found a page on YouTube that thrilled me. It is a man who does emotional tributes to towns that probably don't deserve emotional tributes. I didn't recognize many of the towns, but there's one I did, and that's called Manassas, Virginia.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
so here is a song about Manassas, Virginia.
Manassas, Virginia. What a wonderful city.
Not.
It's a good, good place.
Not.
Go downtown, go shopping. On Center Street. It's so nice and it's so quaint. Yeah, yeah, Manassas, Virginia. La, 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 la. I really love Manassas, Virginia. Because it's a nice place to raise your family. It's got a low crime rate. It's got a good economy. Go cruising on Virginia Route 28. Hang out in Manassas, have a good time. La, 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 la. Raise your family there because they got good schools. They're teaching the little kids the ABCs. They're teaching the little kids the 1, 2, 3s. They got a good local government watching over all the stuff that's going on in Manassas. Manassas, Virginia, Manassas, oh yeah. It's a nice place.
Okay,
downtown.
We get it.
It's a winning formula. It sounds a little bit like it could go on Exile on Main Street. It's got a little bit of a Rolling Stones feel. And while we're saluting Manassas, I really would not be doing my job if I didn't mention that this weekend.
My mouth hurts right now.
Mike,
oh, my God. Oh.
Held over for one more week. Mike, at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, held over for one more week. You can still buy a hot tub.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to save 40 to 80%
on a hot tub and swim spa.
Friday through Sunday.
Millions of dollars of factory direct 2020 inventory. Prince William County Fairgrounds. Over 100 hot tubs on...
So that's what's going on in Manassas. We miss you.
I miss it so bad.
Oh, God, we're late. Let's go ahead and close with this. Our president, if nothing else, has been clear and concise and wonderful in communication during this whole crisis. They asked him over the weekend how he got his results from his COVID-19 test. This is his storied response.
I had a two-week regimen of hydroxychloroquine, and I'm still here. And I tested very positively in another sense. So this morning, yeah, I tested positively toward negative, right? So, no, I tested perfectly what? This morning.
What?
Meaning I tested negative.
How?
But that's a way of saying it. Positive toward the negative.
Not a bright man.
Manassas, Virginia! That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's it. We got to get out of here. Tomorrow, we'll be talking to Rob about his incredibly manly challenge on Facebook that you might have seen. It's very interesting. That's what I forgot to get to today. And we'll have more fun and more thrills. And then it's off to the big launch. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, 7 p.m. Eastern, we're doing it again.
Yes.
This coming Friday, we will be having a TMOS cocktail party. Dirk is sending the champagne to Carrie, so it's going to be festive and very, very exciting. We got to get out of here. We'll see you next time for Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't know, man. I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Oh, good for you.
Golf's no different from hockey. It requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer. Huge ass.
Oh, hey, I wet my jockeys here.